This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. This is a winter of changes for Cleveland baseball fans. The team on Monday confirmed that it will be dropping the Indians' nickname after more than 100 years. But there are more immediate changes coming soon. Terry, let's start with the name change. We said back in July this was coming, so what more do we know?
Well, I guess what it is new is simply that they made the announcement. Of course, when they put the tweet out early in July and said, we're considering a name change, and they did it 30 hours after Washington's football team dropped the Redskins nickname, you knew right there they're changing the name. It's just a matter of when and how they were going to do it. They're going to be the Indians in 2021, and 2022 they'll have a new name. And a variety of things came into play. Corporate sponsors for not only Washington and the NFL, their franchise, but the Cleveland and elsewhere are getting pressured from some different interest groups to back away from these different names. And then also this is coming during the whole George Floyd, the political unrest, everything. So I think the Indians decided, let's just start fresh. But the issue is it's hard to change a name.
Yeah, this is a really long process. So they're just saying we're starting it now.
Yes, because you think of all the signs at the stadium that say, you know, Indians. You think of all the things you sell. And as one top tribe official told me, he said, yeah, it's easy for us to say, okay, we're not going to be the Indians, but we got to pick the right name. And you got to make sure you get it right. And especially when you're talking about a nickname that had been with the franchise for over 100 years and was embraced by a significant portion of the fan base.
And on top of the name change, you have a couple of other big factors going on here. First of all, the Indians have already said they're going to have to cut millions of dollars from the payroll because of all the money they lost out on from this pandemic season where they didn't have any fans. And you have star shortstop Francisco Lindor, who's entering the last year of his contract and likely to be traded soon because the Indians won't be able to afford to re-sign him and want to get something for him now.
Yes, he's turned down a variety of extension offers over the years, and he's going to make about $20 million this year in his final year of a contract. That's way too expensive because I think their payroll is going to come in around, I don't know, they're probably going to drop from like $90 million last year to like $55 million this year. So they don't want one guy to take up $20 million on that and then have him leave.
Another thing that's going on that just rattled Indians fans is Carlos Santana, the first baseman. He just signed as a free agent with the Kansas City Royals, who is owned by John Sherman, who was a former minority owner of the Cleveland Indians until just recently.
Exactly. In fact, their two biggest payrolls in 2017 and 18 were when John Sherman invested, I'm guessing, around $200 million in the franchise. It could even be more. Long-range plans were for Sherman to eventually become the Indians' majority owner. He had tried to buy the Royals before, but then suddenly it came as a big surprise. The Royals came open. Sherman jumped at a chance to buy it. He bought it for $1 billion. And meanwhile, his minority shares in the Indians are now in a thing called escrow. And so that started, because they started cutting payroll in 2019. They started cutting payroll right after he bought the Royals. That's where you're at. So if you're the Indians fan, you're going, oh, man. And it's very hard if you're the Indians to try to, you know, sell any tickets. Of course, you don't even know how many tickets you could sell or whatever with the COVID hanging over it. Now, what you got to hope if you're the Indians and you're an Indians fan is that you have one of the best front offices in baseball. You have a front office that has never had a real high payroll, and you have a front office that's put a team on the field the last 8 years that has had winning records, and five of those 8 years, they've gone to the playoffs, and they do have really good young starting pitching.
So basically, if you're an Indians fan, this is a winner of change.
Yeah, it's a winner of change, and then a feeling of loss, I think, too. You know, a little bit of the grief element of the team that I really liked and my favorite player, Lindor, is going to be gone. The name is going to be gone.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.